Lacqui-Parle County has the healthiest residents in Minnesota, and Cass County is the least healthy in the state. That's according to the annual county health rankings released Wednesday by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Generally, the healthiest counties are in the southern part of the state, and the least healthy are primarily in the north. In fact, Lake County is listed as one of the least healthy, but Cook County is nowhere in the survey. Joni Christensen is the county's public health nurse.
This is the second time that the county health rankings have come out for the state of Minnesota, and during both of these times of data, Cook County and Travis County were not included in the rankings due to our low numbers, and low numbers of data have to do with our population. So Robert Wood Johnson Foundation sets those guidelines, and Cook County was not included as they conducted their rankings.
The comprehensive report ranks the overall health of nearly every county in all 50 states by using a standard way to measure how healthy people are and how long they live. Christensen said the Johnson Foundation study is not the only county health measure available.
What we do have as a county are amazing sets of data available to use every day as we do public health planning for our county, and sets that we use frequently are the Bridge to Health data. Many people in Cook County were surveyed since last fall to find out verbally from the surveyors how we are doing with physical activity, how we are doing with nutrition, such questions of, you know, are you a smoker? A variety of questions, and those pieces really help us in planning, and those have been great data sets. The county health ranking would have been another snapshot of data that we would have used. But we also use great data that's available through the Department of Health so we can get really good snapshots of how Cook County compares with other counties, but also how we're doing locally in different areas of health.
Johnson Foundation researchers use five measures to assess the level of overall health or health outcomes. They include the rate of people dying before age 75, the percent of people who report being in fair or poor health, the numbers of days people report being in poor physical or poor mental health, and the rate of low birth weight infants. The rankings also looks at factors that affect people's health within four categories: health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment. Among the many health factors they looked at include rates of adult smoking, adult obesity, excessive drinking among adults, and teenage births, the number of uninsured adults, availability of primary care providers, and preventable hospital stays, rates of high school graduation, adults who have attended college, children in poverty and community safety, access to healthy foods, and air pollution levels. Christensen says even without the Johnson Foundation study, Cook County health professionals have a good idea of wellness in the county.
We have great language in public health called trend data that we look at to see how are we doing with binge drinking and alcohol use, how are we doing with our tobacco rates with teenagers and the elderly, how are we doing with people getting physical activity, and why might they not be active? So those sets of data are coming forward, and we're looking forward then to compare those to other years to see how we're doing within Cook County and also within our region.
Christensen said that when the Bridge to Health report is available, the county will be in a good position to compare its overall health condition with the rest of the state.
I think we're very healthy. People come to Cook County because there are so many opportunities for us to do the things that we like to do and live the lifestyles that we like to lead. But are there areas that we can always continue to improve upon? Absolutely.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.